Christian Esguerra, and welcome to this episode of After the Fact, where we get to see things more clearly, where we get a better sense of the truth. Let's start by dissecting the news. If you are a resident of Marawi City, or at least used to be, to say that you are frustrated would be probably an understatement. Imagine, after 4 years, you still cannot return home, what used to be your house. Still reduced to rubble. Of course, you understand that rebuilding an entire city after a 5-month siege by Maute terrorists in 2017 won't be easy. But as of May this year, the government says 60% of the planned rehabilitation has been completed. More recently, residents have been calling attention to alleged land grabbing, an issue that has been complicating reconstruction efforts in the city. Be part of our discussion, send us your questions and comments on our YouTube live chat or tweet us using the hashtag ANCAfterTheFact. Joining us tonight is Marawi City Mayor Majul Gandamra. Also with us is Attorney Ibrahim Mimbalawag, Marawi City's Assistant Prosecutor, and Mr. George Golye, Senior Project Officer for Digital Information and Mapping at International Alert Philippines. Good evening, gentlemen, and thank you for joining us on the program. Okay, let's go straight to the issue that has been raised by quite a few residents of Marawi City. I'd like to start with Attorney Ibrahim. You've been quite vocal about this issue, especially on social media, the alleged land grabbing. Can you elaborate on this allegation of yours? What really is happening in Marawi City regarding this?
Actually, it started when some of my relatives who are neighbors in the barangay Dato sa Dansalan were telling my sister that they will be hiring a lawyer so that because they are hearing stories that they may no longer back to the lands where their house formerly sat. So my sister actually contacted me and said that he will try to find out if it is the truth. So she went to Sister Assetto's office in order to pay real property taxes. And then she was told that we are not allowed to pay our real property taxes because our land area at Barangay Dato sa Dansalan will be covered by a government project. So she informed me about that, and I and my mom and my sister actually went to the TFBM, particularly in July 1. 2021, and we were told at TFBM that actually, according to the one we informed who was there, he said that the TFBM was only for monitoring and supervision of the projects. The proper office where we can inquire is the LGU of Marawi and that of NHA. So we went to NHA. When we were in NHA, we were told by the NHA personnel that all residents of the four barangays, particularly Barangay Dato sa Dansalan, Barangay Dansalan, Barangay Datunaga, and Barangay Sabalamanao can no longer go back to their lands. And I said to that NHA personnel, I have here my mom and my sister. We have certificate of land titles over those lots where our houses formerly sat before the Marawi siege. And we're told even then. And so I said, can you show me a map of the Marawi City? And he showed us a map of Marawi City posted on the wall. And then, and I approximately point the houses of my parents and three of my sisters who were adjacent to one another. And then they said, sir, can you look at this map? One initiative personnel showing us a map wherein all those houses within the red line are considered lands that should be built with government rehabilitation projects. So that's the time that I was shocked. How come that I didn't know of this situation? And so I said, we even have a land title over that. So that's the way I actually posted my emotion is that I posted on my Facebook account about what really happened on that day, and it shocks many persons in the social media.
Okay, as far as you know, ilan ng mga residente ng Marawi City na affected nitong is the sequestration of property? Is that what you call it?
They say sequestration, but they call it also land scale, land acquisition, simply said land grabbing. But anyway, that's too emotional as a word. Approximately, the residents of the four barangays are more than 11,000 residents. Because I believe the minimum requirement for each barangay, according to the law, is at least 2,500 residents.
Okay. Before I ask Mayor Gandamura to respond to this concern, tanongin ko muna si George Goli of International Alert. So, where do you trace this problem? Kasi I think there's a concern of four barangays in Marawi City are basically affected by this. Okay.
Thank you, Christian. First, of course, I want to share that mapping is a very important work in International Alert that we are working on. So through mapping, so we're able to visualize what's happening, examine conflicts, and even analyze important issues in Bangsamoro. So particularly in Marawi. So with this particular issue, we trace it back through the, as what Attorney Mimbalawag said, that we trace it back to the social media post, and then we validated using a secondary data that we gathered that we are holding on. And then as we track the conflict, this particular issue, so we're able to plot all those data that we have. And basically, we don't have the particular particular area that has been told by Attorney Mimbalawag that has been marked as red. But as a general, so we have this data that comes from the NHA and from the LGU of Marawi to using their CLUP. So as you can see in the map, so there's two boundaries, conflicting boundaries. So it's the NHA boundary and the boundary of the local government units. But either way, any of these boundary who will prevail, then there are still affected the residences as what, and one of it is the family of Attorney Mimbalawag. So it's a matter of, it has been a long issue with regards to the different land issue in Bangsamoro and Marawi.
George, basically, there are two maps, tama ba?
Yes, there's two maps. So one is, the NHA map was based on the Philippine Statistical Authority that was based in 2015 survey. So the total area for that is around 15.3 hectares. The second boundary is from the CLUP, the approved and published CLUP of the local government unit of Marawi, which is a size of around 17.95 hectares. So what's the difference? The PSA one, if the PSA boundary will prevail, this will affect at least 81 parcels. Parcels means those individuals who has titles or who has documents that they can present that they own the particular parcels. And on the latest, it at least affects around 700, more than 700 built-ups. Built-ups means a group of houses. It can be a combination of houses, masjids, government infrastructures, like that. But if the LGU Marawi prevails, this will affect around 114 parcels and around 640-plus built-ups. So that's the difference. But I'd like to reiterate again that either of the two, this still will affect those residents in Marawi.
Okay, let's allow Mayor Gandamura to respond. So basically, may concern ng alleged land grabbing or perhaps they're using other terms regarding this. Ano ba yung totoo? What will happen to these parcels of land? Basically, what will happen to these four barangays?
Thank you po. Marian, ako po ay nakikinig doon sa sinasabi ni Attorney Mimbalawag. I would like to state that the reconstruction and rehabilitation that's happening in Marawi City, especially this Ground Zero, ay dumaan po sa tamang proseso. And I would like to dispute the statement made by my paniero when he said that there is this land grabbing issue happening in inside the most affected areas. In fact, during the during the drafting of this master development plan, tingnan ang ating gobyerno po ay tiningnan kung saan pwedeng ipagawa, saan pwedeng gawin itong mga public infrastructures. And nakita po natin na mayroon pong lupain ang gobyerno, pag-aari ng gobyerno, and this is located in the four barangays. But I would say that yung statement na sinabi na yung apat na barangay ay madidissolve because of the construction of these public infrastructures is not entirely correct, because only a portion of this land will be affected by these ongoing projects. Kasi ho, ang para ho sa kaliwanagan ng mga tagapakinig at nanonood, ito pong area na ito kung saan na ginagawa itong mga public infrastructures, that includes the construction of Grand Market, the four barangays, barangay complex, mentioned by Attorney Mimbalawag. And of course, we also have this police station, the Memorial Park, and the promenade, a convention center, a sports stadium, in lieu of the itong mga dating mga nakatayo dyan, no? So, ang sinasabi ko po, wala hong naapektuhan dito na private properties, because these are all under the reclamation area na kung saan alam po natin na pag-aari ng gobyerno. Kung meron man pong tinamaan na private property, that we should of course determine first before natin sabihin na mayroong mga na encroach na private property. As to the property of Attorney Mimbalawag, mayroon hong coordination with the family of Attorney Mimbalawag. When he raised that concern, kagad-agad po natin na binigyan ng action. And in fact, the sister went to the City Hall a few days ago, and we conducted ocular inspection so that we can relocate this alleged property na sinasabi ni Attorney Mimbalawag. And initially, it was found out na itong property na ito ay hindi ho tinamaan ng mga yung projects, except that a portion of it initially ay tatamaan ng kasada, road right of way.
Mayor, i-simplify muna natin yung issue. Okay, so let's get our facts straight first para ma-establish natin yung basis ng discussion natin. Sabi niyo only a portion of the four barangays that are in question will be covered by this public infrastructure projects as part of the reconstruction of Marawi City. So how big is this portion that you're talking about?
Well, this master development plan that was submitted by the National Housing Authority and which was approved by the local government of Marawi City, comprising of 10 hectares or shall I say 100,000 square meters. Nandito po, prior to the siege, dito po nakatayo yung ating public market, the City Mall, we call it City Mall, na under the control and supervision of the local government then before the siege, itong ICE plant and other government facility including police station and Bureau of Jail Management. So that ang sinasabi ko po, yung allegations na mayroong land grabbing, wala ho mangyayaring land grabbing, dahil nga ang land grabbing po ay it's between private individuals or group of individuals. Pagka po ang gobyerno ay kinuha ang isang bagay, lalo na ho ito ay pag-aari ng gobyerno, wala hong masasabi doon na land grabbing. At kung sakasakali po na mayroong property that will be affected by these projects, just the same, the government can still invoke its right under the eminent domain principle that they can expropriate certain private properties for public use kung sakasakali man po. But okay, this time po, hindi pa naman po na-determine kung mayroon ba talagang tinamaan na private property, so that it is the burden of this of our the claimants to prove that indeed this property belongs to them, so that they will submit the corresponding proof of ownership, title for that matter, so that we can evaluate and determine if indeed there was this encroachment of private property. But hindi ho land grabbing.
Okay, let's allow Attorney Mimilawag to respond. According to the mayor, the burden is the burden of proof is with the likes of you. So how would you prove that certain properties or parcels of land belong to your family and that they would indeed be affected by these projects?
With respect to proof of ownership over the land, we know that the Supreme Court already settled the issue that the certificate of land title is one proof of ownership. It is even considered as indivisible and binding upon the whole world. And it can never be nullified unless it will only be nullified rather by court of competent jurisdiction. So this certificate of land title where we have is actually the binding even against the LGU. Gusto ko pong linawin that kami pong IDP, we are denied entry to the most affected areas or MAA of Marawi City for almost 10 years already. So we cannot blame us if we worry what is happening to our land. We were not even informed or consulted whether or not these government projects will encroach our land. Actually, it is true that when Mayor contacted my sister to locate the land area in that where our houses formerly sat. But that happened after weeks ago when I posted that in this social media. I know na kamag-anak ko po ang butihing mayor at nirerespeto po natin yan. But I could have been contacted at the very night that I posted that FB account because I know mayor knows my family, even my father-in-law is a brother of a former mayor. I could have been said that Attorney Mimbalawag, let's wait, let's locate our land. Perhaps there are no government projects there. Perhaps there must be misinformation given to the NHA, or we will contact NHA what they're doing with respect to these government projects, and they showed us this map. So this is more of an effect of we are being denied entry to the most affected areas of Marawi City, which we know for a fact that when we have a certificate of title, when we are the owners of the land, we enjoy the attributes of ownership, which include possession. But right now, we cannot even access to our land, which is our private land.
Attorney, just to clarify things, nasettle ba yung concern nyo? Masasagat sa ba yung property nyo or nasettle the issue?
With respect to now, since according to the information of this city mayor and my sister, they said that they located without the aid of a judicial engineer. They said that this time there are no government projects that would be put there. So contrary to what the NHA was claiming, that we can no longer go back to our land.
So makakabalik kayo.
Sana po, the proof that makakabalik kami is when we allow to pay our real property taxes and will be given the building permit.
Okay. I'd like to go to George. Based on your group's monitoring, International Alert Philippines has been closely monitoring the reconstruction and rehabilitation efforts in Marawi City. How many such families share a similar concern regarding land issues as part of the reconstruction? Kasi from the very beginning, we knew that this would be an issue. Paano mo isa-settle yung mga land issues during the reconstruction, especially with people with no titles? Diba? May mga ganun din.
Yes, thank you, Christian. Actually, way back 2018, when this was after the century, already part of this, the TFBMLD Committee on the Land Dispute, but we've submitted several recommendations to the TFPM, and we also conducted several consultations, like the plan consultations of Marawi. And after that, we, as I said, submitted several recommendations to the TFPM. So, but then after that, we did not hear anything after that. But of course, this issue is not just on Marawi, but also as the whole of farm in particular. So actually, We presented this to the provincial government, we presented it to the local government units of Marawi, and of course there are several recommendations that we are pushing through. So of course we have three at least key messages that we want to raise. So one is, we know that land disputes are a major cause of violence in Bangsamoro. So that is why the government must prioritize fixing the property rights during the Marawi rehabilitation process. It must go in parallel. So it's not just the pure rehabilitation that must also fix those land property rights issues that are roaming around. Second, the government must be more transparent and accountable to the people of Marawi on what they plan to do and what they are actually doing in the city. So just like the case of Attorney Mimbalawag. And of course, the most important is rehabilitation is not only about structures. So this, most of all, it is all about people, you know. Government must recalibrate their focus and prioritize in parallel to the basic needs, the health, the livelihood, the compensation, and the safe and the dignified return of the residents to ground zero.
Okay. Mayor, I'd like you to respond to this concern. So, number one, yung transparency. No? Pero number two, i-address din natin yung issue. Kanina sabi nyo, these are government properties to begin with, even before the siege, right? Pero meron mo mga nakatirang private residents before the siege. And what do you call them?
Yes, question. As I've said a while ago, itong 10 hectares na ito is located or situated in the reclamation area kung saan ito ay the reclamation process was done way back the time of then Mayor Omar Janalan, and that the purpose of this is precisely to build the infrastructures. Kaya ho, as evidence thereof, makikita natin doon yung mga public infrastructures. That includes the Dipadian, yung police station, another government establishment. But later on, because of tolerance given by the previous administrations, nakahalo-halo ho yung mga private residents, private houses, doon ho sa loob ng reclamation area. So that ito hong sinasabi ni Attorney Mimbalawag, we are not sure if this property belongs to them, ay kasama ho doon sa sinasabing reclamation area. As you can see, mayroon pong ginawang mapa, pero I think that can be presented in the succeeding discussions, na kung saan mayroon pong mga private properties doon that is being recognized by the government. In fact, even the property of Attorney Mimbalawag, if they can prove, as he mentioned a while ago, that the title they are holding is indivisible, meaning hindi na siya it cannot be collaterally attacked, or hindi siya pwedeng ito po ay subject naman ho sa validation. Kasi mayroon ho din naman mga titulo sa Marawi City na talagang I would say na hindi naman ho masasabi na outright genuine. Maring ito ay dumaan sa mga table survey. Minsan pa nga ho may makikita tayo na lupa, binili natin, yung pala, doon nakatitulo, doon sa gitna ng lake. Hindi ho imposible yun. There are those cases na nangyayari because the relocation survey that was conducted is table survey. Dito lang ho sa, hindi ho talaga walang actual. I'm not referring to the property of Attorney Mimbalawag. What I'm saying is that ito ho ay nangyayari sa Marawi City. That's the reason why ang ating gobyerno po ay mayroong mga pamamaraan para ho ma-settle dito mga issues na ito. In fact, the President issued Executive Order number 75 placing all of these military reservations, property under military reservations, ititulo para doon sa mga umuukupa na ngayon. But as to the other issues about this reclamation area, dahil ang paniwala ng ating gobyerno, itong area na ito ay pag-aari ng gobyerno, and it was just probably some private individuals were able to build their houses as a result of the tolerance being given by the previous administrations. Kaya nagkahalo-halo. You could just imagine, mayroong grand market doon, tapos mayroong mga private houses, Tapos mayroon namang public establishment, may police station. So in other words, ito po, as times goes by, ay talaga hong nahaluan ho ng mga private houses. But of course, we will respect that. As soon as they will present their valid title, subject to scrutiny, then of course, because this is a government project, it cannot be stopped. But the rights of these people, of our constituents, will be respected.
When you were preparing the when you were helping prepare the master plan, the development plan for Marawi City, were you able to identify how many such private citizens were in that particular situation? Talagang mahasagasaan.
Mayroon po kasi during this Katanor, Kambalingan, these are the processes being undertaken by the government, yung pinapapasok po ang ating mga kabayan. And I would like to dispute also the allegations, with all due respect to my compañero, Attorney Mimbalawag, that yung sinasabi niya na hindi pinapahintulutan ang ating mga kababayan na pumasok. In fact, several times po na they were allowed to get inside at tingnan ang kanilang mga natitira doon sa kanilang pamamahay kung mayroon pong pwedeng ma-salvage. But of course, it is his opinion. Pero meron on record that our constituents in Marawi City were allowed to go get inside para ho tingnan yung kanilang mga pamamahay. At yung Katanor po, based on Katanor, people that will be affected within this reclamation area ay nasa around, yung mga structure po, struktura, ay nasa more than 1,000. Because kaya po namin nalaman, based on the information I got from the city assessor, dahil mayroon pong programa ang ating gobyerno that although itong property na ito is being claimed by the government as their property, ay mayroon pong programa ang gobyerno that this affected constituents will be given permanent shelters so that they can be relocated, especially ho doon sa mga danger zone area. Ito po kasing reclamation area, malapit po yan sa lake, so that we cannot allow again people to go back doon sa gilid ng lake because it's very dangerous. It's a no-build zone. And yes.
Before I ask Attorney Emmy Malau to respond to your points, iklaro muna natin Mayor Gandamra, no? So inando sa mga residente ron sa most affected area sa makakabalik when this is all, when everything is said and done, pagtapos yung reconstruction, at ilan yung hindi makakabalik?
Ang tinamaan lang po ay yung reclaim area. Ito pong ground zero consists of more than 250 hectares. And out of these 250 hectares, 10 hectares lang po ang considered reclamation area. And this is also subject to validation. Kaya ho, kami ho, medyo nahihirapan kami kasi karamihan ho ay walang record sa city assessor. Because since time immemorial, only a few are applying for the payment of real property taxes. And that we can prove. Even siguro yung property ni Attorney Mimbalawag, with all due respect again, pwede nating i-check kung sa mga previous years no, nakuha nila yung property na yun, I do not know exactly kung ito ba ay nababayaran nila religiously. Otherwise, kung may mga properties dyan na hindi talaga binabayad, hindi binabayad. In fact, in 2018, sir, Christian, ay kami po ay nagpasa ng ordinance condoning the arrears of this real property taxes para nang sa ganun mairehistro ng ating mga kababayan ng kanilang mga ari-arian before the proper office at the local government unit of Marawi City. Because here in Marawi City, alam po natin, wala hong nag-a-apply ng building permit prior to my term as mayor. Kahit siguro yung bahay ni Attorney Mimbalawag, baka hindi ho natin malocate sa Office of the Building Officials. Because noong mga unang panahon, wala ho nag-a-apply ng building permit. Even business permit, wala rin ho nag-a-apply. Mas lalo ho siguro yung pagbabayad ng real property taxes, so that we are having hard time really locating all of these records of these properties inside the ground zero or even outside the ground zero. Thank you.
Your response to this, Attorney Mimbalawag.
Yes. With respect to the issue of land titles, the mayor is saying that some land titles may be fake or spurious and all that, I think that will be addressed to the court. It's not for the LGU of Marawi or any government agency to say that. It's the court, as settled by, of course, the by the that is already settled. Another issue with respect to reclamation area, we are asking the LGU of Marawi City and the TFBM and the NHA to come up with a map wherein they will show to us what parts of these four barangays that are considered to be a reclamation area. You know, the land area, I think, of the four barangays is 15.8 hectares. And they are saying now that the reclamation site is 10 hectares. In the other interview, the mayor is saying 12 hectares. So we have to know, and even we have the right to know, what particular reclamation area or what extent of reclamation area that they are actually referring. Because this saying reclamation area saying is quite vague and confusing to us IDPs. Another is with respect to the issue of danger zone. Kapag malapit po daw sa lake, ay tinatawag na danger zone. So they have to be relocated. So my question now is, what do you mean by danger zone? You know, as Marnaus, we are actually the people of the lake and we inhabit near the lake. So that's why we call Marnau. Ranau means lake. So most of the IDPs, or even most of the Marnaus, inhabit the lake in all municipalities of Lanao del Sur. So would that mean that all residents building their houses near the lake will be considered living in danger zone so that their respective LGU can build infrastructure projects on those lands once and evict all those residents in those land areas? So another issue that I would like to point out, Christian, is with respect to documentation. We know that most of the documents of us IDPs were destroyed during the Marawi siege. We were forced to flee from our houses. Umalis po kami sa aming bahay na wala po kami mga dala. Ang dinala po namin yung ilang mga gamit namin. Dadalhin pa ba namin yung mga dokumento namin, yung mga tax declarations, pagbayad ng real property taxes. So ang nangyari po, ang gusto ko pong sabihin, the proper government agencies should assist us in this documentation, not on the other way around, telling us that you don't have these documents. In fact, they should assist us to strengthen our claims over these land issues.
Okay.
Christian, pwede ho magbigay ng
point. Actually, gusto ko muna kayong pasagutin doon eh. Kasi yun ang maganda rin point na yun. Sabi nila, how could they actually prove their point when the documents supposedly were destroyed or the documents perished during the siege? So dapat daw tulungan nyo sila.
Tama po yan. Kaya nga po tayo tumutulong. In fact, in 2018, we requested from our constituents from Marawi City, most especially sa Ground Zero, to really register their property so that itong ginagawang rehabilitation ay ma-identify natin yung mga properties ng ating mga constituents, especially yung mga babalik dahil magulo ho kung wala ho silang mga papeles kasi magkakaroon ho ng overlapping claims. Yan, kaya ho hindi ganun kabilis yung ating pag-approve ng mga building permit because isa-isang pamilya minsan kiniklaim isang property. Yan ho ang nangyayari sa ground. And so that yung sinasabi po na wala hong kopya, they can also get copies from the concerned offices such as the land the ROD kasi oh, yung titulo mayroong kopya sa ROD. Kung ikaw ay mayroong titulo, ito ay original nasa ROD. Kung ikaw ay nagbabayad ng tax real property taxes, mayroon din hong kopya ang ating city assessor's office dahil oh, pagka nagbayad ka, mayroon ding kopya ang LGU Marawi through the City Assessor's Office so that you can verify it properly.
Pero yung documents na to sa City Assessor's Office at least, they are intact.
Exactly. Yeah, because ang City Ulo during the siege ay intact po. Wala hong, even the Register of Deeds are also, the records from the Register of Deeds are all intact. In fact, doon ho kumukuha ng mga duplicate copy yung mga nawala ng titulo. Pati ho kami, wala rin ho kami nadalang na titulo kasi yung bahay namin, halos lahat ng bahay namin nasa Ground Zero because as I've said, isa kami ni Attorney Mimbalawag doon sa four barangays that includes my barangay, Barangay Sangkay. At yung sinasabi ko,
kasi property yung mayor na asagasaan ba nitong redevelopment?
Yung sa amin?
Sa inyo po.
Because that is far from the reclamation area. But meron na po mga kamag-anak, my uncle, my first cousin, my aunties are all situated in the reclamation area. Yung kapatid ko, yung mga in-laws niya, doon sa reclamation area. But they understand. Yung sinasabi po ni Attorney Mimbalawag with regards to the danger zone, yan po, it's beyond discussion dahil nagkaroon na ho ng validation and assessment ang UN Habitat at yung mga nakatira ho doon sa gilid ng lake, 6 meters away from the lake, ay pumayag na ho sila. In fact, permanent houses are being distributed several months ago and continuing, binibigay sa kanila dahil mas maganda ho, mas matino ang kanilang relocation kaysa ho sa gilid ng lake. And it is incumbent upon us as LGU to protect the safety of our people. Kung sakali ho magkakaroon ng mga ibang kalamidad, like for instance, tsunami or malaking typhoon, sino po ang pananagutin? Because we have to also observe the provisions of the National Building Code. Hindi ho basta-basta lang magpapatayo ka ng mga bahay dyan na hindi mo susundin yung provisions ng National Building Code. And Attorney Mimbalawag knows that because he's a lawyer.
Oh, we understand that concern of yours, that point, okay. Pero iset natin yung record straight kasi kanina sabi niya 10 hectares yung tatamaan din sa most affected area. Sabi ni Attorney Mimbalawag kanina, there were previous statements attributed to you. Sinasabi nasa 12 point something hectares. Ilan ba talaga for the record?
Actually, Christian, this is the first time that I mentioned about this, the extent of this reclamation area. Ang sinabi ko, 10 hectares. Consistent po tayo dyan because that was submitted by the National Housing Authority based on the sketch map that was presented to the city government. Na 10 hectares po ang tatamaan. But itong 10 hectares na ito, hindi rin lahat tinamaan ng government projects. Except that mayroong mga kalsada na tumama doon sa 10 hectares na yun. Wala ho ako nasabi na 12 hectares. I do not know. Baka ho na-confuse lang si Attorney Mimbalawa.
Okay. Since your group has been closely monitoring developments in Marawi City since the siege in 2017, we've been talking about the land dispute, the land issues that are complicating the reconstruction efforts. What does your any proposal from your group as far as settling these issues are concerned, especially in the bigger context of reconstruction? Because you can understand the frustration of the residents of Marawi. Hindi pa sila nakakapalit, nahihirapan talaga. Ngayon, meron pang land issues.
Yes, Christian. Actually, this recent land dispute and insecurity that the people of Marawi feel about their lands is really a strong evidence that TFBM's shortcomings in communicating government plans and activities in the MAA, to be specific. Then second, of course, the public consultations and the IDP should be second nature to the ongoing rehabilitation efforts of the MAA. So this will circumvent any delays, will help in nipping issues in the bud, and will also make people feel that they are part of the process in general. So on that, TFBM has regularly report not only on the vertical and horizontal infrastructures, but also on the plans on the land and the property rights arrangement and other socioeconomic projects both on MAA. So that's at least three. And of course, the delay in the implementation of this rebuilding and lack of clarity in the government plans have also added to the confusion, insecurity, and frustration of the people. And of course, to mention also the COVID-19 add to the pressure to the mix.
Attorney Ibrahim, regarding the issue of consultation, public consultation, the issue of transparency, what really happened here? Were people like you not properly consulted by the government, both local and the national, as far as this Marawi development plan was concerned?
Yes, Christian, what is your question?
Hindi ba talaga nakonsulta properly yung mga residente, katulad ninyo?
Yes, as far as I know, of course, I can only speak for myself and my family. We're not properly consulted. In fact, we just learned about this issue by follow-up at the NHA. and the LGU of Marawi City at that time. We were shocked actually upon knowing that. So if we just asked the LGU, if they would say that there was public consultation, perhaps they consulted the sectoral representatives, the barangay chairpersons, or some of the VIPs, but not the ones affected. We were affected because four of our houses were affected. Some of on my neighbors were also my aunties, and aunties, of course, of our Butihing mayor. So this is an issue about consulting the stakeholders, the private land owners of the land.
Okay. Mayor Gandamara, okay, pag-usapan natin dito. I think during the anniversary earlier this year of the Marawi siege, the pronouncement coming from the national government was that the rehabilitation efforts were 60% done. Okay? Kailan ba talaga matatapos yung reconstruction ng Marawi City? At kailan makakabalik yung mga displaced residents?
Yes, Christian. As mentioned several times mentioned by the Task Force Bangon Marawi, the chairman of the Task Force Bangon Marawi, Secretary De Losario, and also yours truly, that with the progress of these projects ongoing, I would say that yung mga nagsimula na ho, within this year, probably at the end of this year, most of these public infrastructures ay matatapos na po, including the roads, the drainages, and of course, the electric system, water system, and yung mga na-mention po na infrastructures na nasabi natin. And that would be the basis also for our constituents to be allowed to go back. Kasi ang promise po ng ating gobyerno, once na matapos po yung mga access roads, ay papayagan na po ang ating mga kababayan na magbalik para simulan na rin ipatayo ang kanilang mga pamamahay. In fact, at two out of these nine sectors were allowed to go back at nag-start na po silang gumawa ng kanilang mga pamamahay. We already processed and evaluated more than 2,000 applicants for building permit. And out of this more than 2,000, almost 500 or more than 500 na po ang na-approve. At yung almost 200 na po ay nakapagawa na ho ng bahay, and they were issued the occupancy permit. Bakit ito nagkakaroon ng discrepancy doon sa nabigyan ng building permit at yung doon sa actual na nagpagawa? Because as stated by Attorney Mimbalawag, talagang, and of course George, talagang kahit na ho sila ay payagan na bumalik, talagang medyo mahirap din yung pagpapagawa ng kanilang mga bahay.
Because of the this related issue regarding sa pagpapagawa ng bahay, yung mga private residents, yung talagang residences, yung mga nasira, no? We know that the Marawi Compensation Bill is still pending in the House of Representatives. Pero in this case, ano yung policy ng government? Let's say, yung mga nasirang bahay, sabi nyo, nag-issue na kayo ng building permits, no? Pero any assistance coming from the government? O kanya-kanyang patayo na lang?
As to the construction of this private houses, wala pa hong nakikita no na assistance kasi nga ho pending yung bill sa Congress eh. Pero meron na hong mga binigay na ayuda doon sa mga taga Ground Zero, but this is in
like
for instance they were given in one instance they were given 73,000 pesos for all of these households accounting to 17 to more than, if I'm not mistaken, 17,000 or more. So nabigyan na ho ito ng financial assistance aside from the ongoing relief assistance na binibigay ho sa kanila. Even renters, yung mga nagre-renta lang ho, ay pati sila ay nabigyan. So as to the compensation para doon sa mga destroyed houses, ay hanggang ngayon o ay yun po ang inantabayanan ng ating mga kababayan dito sa Marawi City with the approval of this compensation bill pending before Congress. Yan po ang reason. Marami ho talagang na-issuean ng building permit but hanggang ngayon, hindi pa po nagsisimula. Probably because of lack of funds. And I would say that yan ang aking apila sa ating Kongreso na sana po i-fast track natin dahil ho, kawawa naman po ang ating mga kababayan dito sa Marawi City.
Okay, as a final word, I'd like to give the opportunity to Attorney Mimbalawag as a resident of Marawi City. I mean,
yes.
How should the government go about this? Kasi ang isang perspective dito, it's very unfair for people like you. Natamad, di ba? yung mga tinamaan itong ano, nitong pinsala na to. Pero at the same time, pending yung marami compensation bill in the House of Representatives. Tapos so far, kanya-kanyang patayo kayo ng bahay. E paano yung mga hindi kaya makapagpatayo ng bahay nila after the siege of Marawi? Attorney Ibrahim.
But then even if you have building permit now, you are not allowed to enter the MMA because they will just open the MMA for some sectors, but I believe this October of this year. But I would like to emphasize that I believe as an IDP, the focus of recovery, reconstruction, rehabilitation of Marawi should be focused on us, the internally displaced persons. You have to listen to us. You have to respect us. We want to go home. And our home is the Maa of Marawi City, which is popularly called now as the most affected areas. We waited for 4 years to go home. And until now, we are not allowed entry in the Maa in order to build our houses. I believe that the government can assist us first with the passage of the compensation bill so that we can be able to rebuild our houses once we are allowed entry to our lots and rebuild our lives. Another issue is with respect to whether or not the Maa now is habitable. I believe that road network is not yet finished. Electricity is not yet intact in the whole of Maa of Marawi City. The water facility is not provided there. There are some government projects there such as parks, museums, stadiums, and so forth, but these are not basic infrastructure projects for the IDPs. These are more for the tourists, parks, museums, and stadiums. Another thing is with respect to the expropriation proceedings. The question is that were there no properties inside the MMA that were taken by the government for purposes of public use? And if there will be, for example, private properties that were taken by the government for public use, expropriation proceedings must start so that the government can justify as to whether or not these government projects are for public use, and so that also these private landowners could be justly compensated. Just compensation according to law is not only a reasonable amount, but it must be prompt payment. So simply stated, the rehabilitation, reconstruction, and recovery of Marawi will have the core policy will be us, the IDPs, the internally displaced persons.
Definitely, it should be the priority. Well, Attorney Ibrahim Ambalawag, Mayor Gandam Ryan, Mr. George Goyet, thank you very much, gentlemen, for joining us this evening.
Can I make some? Okay.
Pwede po maikli lang, wala na po tayong oras. Okay.
Yung kasi gusto ko lang uliwanagin as to the issues about consultation, series of consultations has been done in public. Lahat ng ating mga stakeholders ay umaattend po sa 3 magtatatlong taon na po ay palagi po tayo nagkakaroon ng series of consultation. Monthly po ay mayroon ding series of consultation between the different line agencies of the government. Na naatasan na mag-implement ng different projects. Yung sinabi po ni Attorney Mimbalawag na nauuna po yung mga ibang infrastruktura, tama po yung sinasabi niya, pero let us remember that all of these projects are being implemented by the different line agencies of the government. Meron nandyan po ang LUA, sila po ang mag-implement ng water system. Nandyan po ang Lasurico, sila po ang nag-implement ng mga electric system. And of course, yung sa LUA, water system. All of these are being undertaken by the different line agencies of the government so that nothing will be left out. Lahat ito ay ginagawa. Ang nagkakaroon lang ho ng mga konting slowdown, yung ibang ahensya po. So probably because of some reasons. But lahat ito ay marirealize within the timeline that has been given by the national government through the task force Bangon Marawi. And the rest assured that our constituents will be, considered, will be... consulted. Maraming salamat po.
Maraming salamat, gentlemen, for joining us this evening. So that's it for this episode. This has been your host, Christian Esquera. Now watch this episode again on iWantTFC or listen to our podcast on Spotify. Now for recaps and other exclusive content, subscribe to the ANC YouTube channel and catch up with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. See you again on Monday after the bat.